Yeah,
that's hot.
All right. And then the eating utensils that you would set at each plate are the
silverware.
Well, name them.
The fork, the knife, the spoon.
And if you had two of the thing that you cut with, you'd say you had two. The thing you cut with is a
knife.
And two would be
two. Cutting.
Two
knives?
Yes.
Oh.
If the dishes are all dirty, you say it's almost time to
clean up.
Well, especially with the dishes, you have to
wash.
Mm-hmm. And then to get the soap off, you would say that she
rinsed it.
Was the present. She
rinsed.
Oh, yeah.
Was that the present?
Yeah, rinsed the dishes.
She
rinsed.
She is doing it now. She
oh, it's rinsing.
Not the ing form. She does what to the dishes? She
rinses.
Good. What I was at. Okay, what do you call the cloth or rag that you use to wash dishes with?
The dish rag.
And what do you dry them with?
The towel.
Alright. What do you call a little piece of terry cloth that you would bathe your face with?
Washcloth.
And what do you dry yourself off with?
Bath towel.
Mm-hmm. And when you're turning on the water at the kitchen sink, what do you call the thing you turn on?
Faucet.
What if it's the thing out in the yard that you screw the hose to?
Spigot.
Mm-hmm. And I asked before, and I don't think I quite communicated about a barrel or something that had a little thing on it that you would turn on, the same sort of thing. What would you call it?
I still don't know. A barrel. I don't know what we call it. We call it 10 gallon.
Well, just a little thing that you turn on, though.
Just a little.
I forgot what you said. I asked
I called it a nozzle, but I don't know what
you call it. Yeah, I think you said nozzle on a keg, too. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so that's what you call it. You would say it was so cold last night that our water pipes froze and
broke.
Well, more violent than broke.
You know, shattered.
Kind of exploded. They.
Oh.
What do you say pipes do? Or if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
burst.
And then in the past, you would say it
burst.
Okay.
Oh. Busted, I mean.
Which would you say?
Busted, the balloon busted.
All right. Mm-hmm. And I just said the big wooden thing that flour used to come in would be
a wooden thing that the flowers come in? Flower box.
A great big round wooden thing. Like a keg, only bigger.
A barrel?
Mm-hmm. And do you know what molasses used to come in big quantities?
No.
Or lard?
No.
Did you ever hear of a stand of molasses or lard?
No.
Okay. Very typical for you not to have heard of a lot of these things. And if you wanted to pour liquid into a narrow mouth thing, you might use a wide at the top, narrow at the bottom to pour through.
Oh, funnel.
Mm-hmm. And to make a horse go faster, you'd use a
prop.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there another word for that?
A whip.
Okay. And then if you bought groceries, the grocer, when you were leaving, would put them in a
bag
made of
brown paper.
And how was a large quantity of sugar packaged? What would that be in?
I don't know. A bag, I guess.
What would it be made of?
Burlap.
All right. What would you call a bag made out of burlap?
Burlap bag.
Did you ever hear anything like tote sack or gunny sack or croaker sack?
I've heard of it, but we don't use it. Gunning sack.
You've heard what?
Gunning sack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know what you'd call the amount of corn you might take to the mill to be ground?
Pardon?
The amount of corn that you might take to the mill.
No, I don't know.
Ever hear of a turn of corn?
No.
Okay. How about the amount of wood that you could carry in your arms?
Oh.
You'd say, I have a
armful.
Okay. And if you saw a wagon and it didn't have a full load of wood, you might say it has a
small load of wood.
All right.